Well, let's get more on this now. Of course, potentially hundreds of thousands of patients with Pinnacle Health providers could have had their details stolen by hackers. With us now, Chief Executive of Pinnacle, Justin Butcher. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you for being with us this morning. What is the latest you have about the number of people who could have been compromised here?
Yeah, so I don't really have an update on that since we went proactively out yesterday. We're still in that analysis phase, and as it becomes clear, we'll make more information available.
Okay. How did this actually happen? Is it clear to you how the breach was made?
So based on the advice of our cybersecurity experts, we've been asked not to comment on that, but we do have a fair indication of how it occurred.
Okay. So you're not able to tell us whether it was, for example, phishing or whether it was ransomware or anything like that?
No, sorry.
Okay. Are you confident that there's no situation where people could have been, the hackers could have been sort of poking around in other parts of your records, like patient notes, before this was discovered?
So one of the things I would say is that medical records are stored in a separate system, in a separate domain that was unimpacted. So we're confident that, based on the information we have at the moment, that patient notes are not compromised.
Are you negotiating with the hackers?
Again, based on the advice of our cybersecurity experts, I can't comment on that.
Okay. This $75 million, Corinne was just mentioning, that the Ministry of Health put aside for cybersecurity upgrades. Were you able to access any of that?
apologies. So, look, it's a welcome investment, and I know the primary care sector will welcome the investment of funds into that space. But at this stage, no, we haven't had any details on it, but we will continue to have those conversations with Te Whatu Ora.
Okay. Are you confident that your systems were up to scratch?
So we are confident that we've run a number of internal and external audits over the last 12 months. following different cyber events, there's been different recommendations distributed throughout the health system, and we're confident we've taken on board those recommendations. But obviously, we always want to ensure that we are at the top of it, so we are going to look at that as part of our review.
Previous cyber events, does that mean you've been hacked hack in the past?
No, that's not us. What I'm referring to is globally. So the trend of cyber incidents globally. But no, we haven't had a previous event.
How many people have come forward to the 0800 number? What sort of information have they been giving to you?
At this stage, we haven't had an update from that provider, but I'm happy to, when we do get an update, to provide that to you.
Did you front this fast enough? Happened last week.
Yeah, so the cyber event itself happened on Wednesday last week. It wasn't until Monday morning that we became aware that data had been stolen, or a copy of the data had been stolen. And it was through that analysis on Monday that we determined that that could involve patient identifiable information. So we came out as soon as we were in a position to on Tuesday morning.
Ngā mihi, thank you for your time this morning. Justin Butcher there, Chief Executive of Pinnacle.